Welcome to the Scooteralia Riding Guide for Athens, Greece. Whether you're weaving through ancient streets to the Acropolis or escaping to the beaches of the Athenian Riviera, this guide will help you ride confidently and discover the best of Athens on two wheels. I'm going to cover everything you need to know, from licenses and local rules to the routes that most tourists never find. You can listen now while planning or download this guide to play during your trip. Let's get started. First, the important stuff, what you need to legally ride in Greece. Greece is strict about licenses, stricter than many other European countries. Here's what you need to know. For any scooter or motorcycle over 50 cubic centimeters, you need a proper motorcycle license. That means category A1, A2, or A printed on your license card. A regular car license, category B, is not valid for scooters in Greece, even if it works in your home country. This catches many visitors by surprise, especially those from the UK, Spain or Italy, where a car license sometimes allows 125 cubic centimeters riding. In Greece, it doesn't. If your license was issued in the EU, you're good. Just bring the card. For visitors from the US, Canada, Australia or most other countries, you'll also need an international driving permit alongside your national license. You can get one easily before your trip through your local automobile association. When you pick up your rental, bring your physical license card, your passport or ID, and a credit or debit card for the security deposit. Most Athens rental shops block between 150 and 300 euros on your card, which is released when you return the bike undamaged. One more thing, always carry a copy of your rental agreement while riding. Police occasionally check documents at traffic stops, and having everything ready makes the process smooth.